Ghosts have long captivated our imaginations, sending shivers down our spines and leaving us with an eerie sense of wonder. They exist in folklore, myths, and the collective consciousness of cultures around the world. But what lies behind these chilling tales? Are they mere figments of our imagination, or could there be something more? In this episode, we'll dive into the captivating world of ghost stories, sharing personal encounters, exploring haunted locations, and unearthing tales of the supernatural. We'll take you on a haunted tour through history, shedding light on the ghostly figures that haunt ancient castles, abandoned houses, and mist-laden graveyards. Welcome back to the Mentally Obsessed podcast. Be sure to rate the podcast wherever you're listening to and get involved via Twitter by tweeting at Mentally Obsess. I'm your host, Reese, and I'm joined with the lovely Courtsy Boo.
Morning, Reese. I am excited for this week's episode. I love all the ooky spooky things, and I'm excited to see what stories you've gathered. But how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Great. I'm feeling over ecstatic because it's nice and sunny here today. So I'm feeling, you know, the happiness, basically. You know, like feeling all happy, happy, happy. High on life.
I'm all like, you're happy. You feel like a plant right now. You're sitting in the sunshine.
I wish I was sitting in the sunshine. No, I'm indoors.
We're getting a lot of like, I don't know if you know this, but there's some like Canadian wildfires going on and we're getting some smoke. So it's kind of been like cloudy and stormy here.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
Getting like, don't get me wrong. Utah has been in a really bad drought. For like the past couple of years, but we got so much snow this past winter that like we've been getting flooding, and then ever since like it's been melting, now all of a sudden like we're just getting more flooding. Like we definitely need it. It's just like, you know, all at once. But yeah, so that's how our weather is. And then I'm pretty excited because today is a big update for Disney Dreamlight Valley, the video game. I know that you don't really play that,
but I play it
and I love it. So I'm excited to probably jump on that after we get done here. I'm like super pumped. I've been looking forward to this update for a while. The last one they did was just kind of like a little snippet of an update where they released Nala and Simba, and then this one is supposed to like give us more of the actual game like story. So anyways, yeah. I know we're talking about ghosts and I love ghosts, but I just had to get my excitement in there about the new update. So yeah, I've used ChatGPT to like pull up some ghost stories, and I'm kind of curious what you've pulled up as well. I've listened to some of my like favorite, probably ghosty, like podcasts that I listen to. There's this one called Odd Trails by Andrew Tate, and he has a co-host on there, and I can't remember his name, and I feel bad about that. Let me see if I can pull it up. But it's a bunch of stories that are like sent in to them by people, and like of odd happenings of them like out in the world. Like it's stuff that like, oh, it's Brandon Lehner is the co-host for that. But it's like stories that get sent in about like the ghost stories, like skinwalkers and was it the Mandela effect about like different timelines or just like rare encounters that people have had. So if you're like looking more into seeing like or hearing more interesting like spooky stuff, like I would like for us to cover something like maybe once a month about this, but if you want a podcast that's all about that, Odd Trails is like it. Like it's really good.
If anyone has any ghost stories, join the Mintypes Discord community. We now have a Reddit community as well. So if anyone wants to join in on the conversation there, just head to reddit.com?
I think it's .com. Yes, it's .com.
Yeah, reddit.com /r/ mentally obsessed. There we go. I had to quickly check that lot real quick. Now, going back to Dreamlight Valley just for a second, do you know what the weird thing coincidence is? Is that I watched the live action Lion King movie, well, like the towards the end when I went to my sister's yesterday.
Oh,
and I think that is such a weird coincidence.
Yeah, I think so too. That's funny. I actually haven't watched the live action Lion King. So here's my thing with the freaking live actions things is like, I want to love them, but I also am like very afraid that I'm going to be let down. Like they have the Little Mermaid out right now, and Little Mermaid was like my favorite Disney princess growing up because she had red hair and I have red hair and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And obviously now that I've grown up, I can see that she's a pretty problematic. Like, don't ever trade your voice for a man. Let me just say that. but, you know, now they have the new live action one and I've heard really great things, which makes me really happy because I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a flop. Like, they're going to, like, just ruin it, and I'm just going to be devastated. But I haven't heard, like, a bad thing about it at all. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the new Spider-Man, the multiverse. I don't know if you watched the first one with Miles Morales, but like that comic book animated style, oh my God, I could eat that up all day.
I think I watched like a little bit of it when my little brother was watching it, but I haven't seen it all the way through.
Oh, okay.
So what the reason why I wanted to talk about ghost stories was that was ghost stories. What? I have no clue what I was just talking about there. my brain is like not working today.
Not us, just being a complete mess. Hi, hello.
welcome to the Mentally Obsessed podcast, where everything's a mess. But yeah, the reason why I wanted to discuss ghost stories today was that I have been watching Sam and Colby on the tube, and I was like, you know what, I want to incorporate some sort of, you know, personal experiences or talking about ghosts on the podcast, so that's why we're doing it today. But Courtney wanted to also delve into true crime, because she said she's more, like, knows more about that. So we're going to do like half and half, half ghost stories, and then the next we'll do true crime things, like segue in somehow.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead with ghost stories, I can add in my knowledge. I'm just yeah.
But the recent episode of Sam and Colby was about the ancient ramming, which is located here in the UK. So I'm definitely going to plan a trip there.
Yeah, I've always heard like really good stories out of the UK. Like on Odd Trails. There's a lot of good stories that come from there and from the Morbid podcast, which is true crime, but they also do like ghost paranormal stories too. There's always like some good ones about the castles and lighthouses. They have like a series of like haunted lighthouses that are really good. But a lot of it seems like it's over in the UK. Not that the United States like doesn't have like good spooky ooky stuff. It's just like the ones that really stick with me, I always feel like they're overseas. I haven't watched those guys on YouTube, but I know that they did a collab with the girls from Morbid, and I keep meaning to like take a moment to watch it, but I'm just like one of those people that like have not gotten into YouTube. Like, I've never been a YouTube girl. I don't know why.
I'd rather watch YouTube than TV.
Really?
Like, yeah, over here we're supposed to, well, you're not supposed to, but you could buy a TV license, you know, that whole malarkey. Mm-hmm. But because I don't have a TV, I don't need to pay TV license, so I don't pay it.
Yeah.
Because I just watch YouTube. Like, YouTube takes up a massive amount of my time.
Right.
So, like, I'd be chilling now, watching YouTubers and Twitch. Mm-hmm. So unless they change it where Twitch you need a TV license, I'll be fudged.
Yeah. I don't know, my little brother like always really got into YouTube, and I just never figured out like what it was about like why he was like so interested. I just remember looking at him like, what's it about? Like, he would like cocoon himself in blankets and just like literally just like have his phone where he would watch YouTube. And I'm like, you know, we have like a TV. And he's like, yeah, but I want to watch YouTube on my phone. So
I was there when YouTube first come mm-hmm. out. Like, I remember, like, as soon as hearing about YouTube, I was like, I'm on it straight away, filming videos. I filmed, like, I was young, so I filmed, like, me and my friends playing with action figures and things like that. Like, if I'd, like, left that channel up, I think it would have, you know, done really well, because those kind of videos seem to do well. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's mostly adults playing with kids' toys.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
then they're getting popular for it. But I uploaded a YouTube video on a channel called PamNews 60 or 40. I can't remember if it was 40 or 60. And it was a World of Warcraft video, and it got over, like, 300,000 views.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, just imagine, like, if I'd kept up that video of me playing with action figures and things like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I post, like, clips from my stream on YouTube, but, like, I can't say that I have, like, a YouTube deep, like, if you delved into YouTube, if I would have any, like, old videos of myself, maybe like you do.
So I just asked ChatGPT some ghost stories, and the thing that caught my eye straight away was the doll, the cursed doll. And then I absolutely was obsessed with Annabelle, that film. I absolutely loved it so much. I don't know what about it I loved, but it was just like James Wan, the director or producer of that film, was really good. And I did like an assignment on him for college when I was doing media studies, and I just absolutely loved that film so much. And like, it's based on true events, like the Ed and Lorraine Warren, those two really interested me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just don't know, like, why that podcast, that, I don't know what's wrong with my brain today. I don't know if it's because, like, I've not had chance to think about this episode. Like, I've been so busy, like, that I've just thought of it yesterday. Like, let's talk about ghost stories.
I know.
And, like, now we're 16 minutes in and we're, like, keep going off topic.
Okay. So, I looked up some stories on Reddit. Just to like look, and I also like pulled up some chat GPT one, and so I think that I will go with maybe a story on Reddit first. They have like experiences, unexplained findings, and debunk this. I think I'm gonna go with an experience. Now, disclaimer, I haven't read any of these yet, so we're kind of going on an adventure together. Just so if there's anything that's weird that comes up, I will try to edit out in my own ways. So being from Utah, we have this thing called like Skinwalker Ranch, and it creeps me out really bad. Actually, I'm morbid. They call it flesh pedestrians because we learned that saying skinwalkers is kind of like offensive, or it kind of invites them like into your area. And for those of you that don't know what a skinwalker is, or flesh, I'm going to call them flesh pedestrians for the rest of the time. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, the definition of it here. So the lore that goes behind them is it's a Navajo culture. A flesh pedestrian is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal. The term is never used for healers. So a lot of the times that I hear about this stuff is when they kind of take, disguise themselves as a human. And the way to be able to like spot one, if you see one, is, hold on, because I'm trying to remember, they kind of have like a crooked smile. It kind of looks like their skin kind of like hangs off their body. It looks literally like kind of like a suit, like that doesn't fit right, if that makes sense. Like almost like the outfit is too big or something like that is the best way to kind of explain it. And here in Utah, they actually have like a flesh pedestrian ranch, and there's some documentaries and stuff like that you can watch on Hulu that my wife has watched. She's like obsessed. I feel like the more you talk about these type of things is inviting like these entities into your life. And so like anytime she brings it up, especially for like traveling, or we're kind of like in like a remote spot and she starts talking about it, I'm like, shut up. there is a story on, and I'm pulling these from r/paranormal, and this one says an encounter. It says, I've been wanting to speak about this for a while. This happened around April 2018 while I was staying at my aunt's apartment in Aurora, Colorado. So that's probably about, I don't know, 7 hours from here. So like, not too far, but far enough. Far enough for me not to be creeped out about this. Her apartment was located on the second top floor behind a high school field. It was around 2 or 3 in the morning. And for those of you that don't know, 3 in the morning is like witching hour. So you just like anything at 3 o'clock, just go back to sleep. Just don't even, no, don't be that person that goes and checks it out. It says 2 and 3 in the morning, and I got up to use the restroom when I decided to stop by the kitchen and look out the window. To my surprise, I came across what I can only imagine as a flesh pedestrian. It was pale, had glowing eyes along with spider-like limbs. It was digging into the ground, and I was too shocked in the moment to think about recording. It's been 5 years since then, and I can't stop thinking about it. Has anybody ever came across this, or does anybody have any additional information about this? I'd love to know. So I don't know if you've ever heard of this, like, Navajo type of, like, witch thing over in the UK. Like, do you guys have anything kind of like that? Or do you know anything that I'm talking about?
Not really, no. But, like, that sounds really creepy. Like, I absolutely hate it when I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm like,
yeah, me too.
Oh sugar, like, why have I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And it's like, it's most of the time always between 2 and 3, and I'm like, okay, this is witching hour. Like, I have to go and turn my bathroom light on because I kind of make myself physically scared. But like, ghosts intrigue me and interest me, but like, I would not like to experience the paranormal.
Yeah, I am like the same way. So I feel like I've always felt like I've had like a connection with like, I want to say like spooky things or anything like that, because for me, I've never had any type of paranormal experience, but I feel like sensitive to energies. I definitely have like deja vu a lot, which like my grandma and my mom always say like they have like premonitions like in their dreams and things like that, which I do too. And it's not all the time. It used to happen a lot more when I was younger. And now when it happens when I'm older and I have like a weird dream that was like, didn't make sense, but it seemed real. Like, I kind of wake up and I'm like,
yeah,
what does this mean? Like, what should I prepare for? But yeah, this is definitely a subject that's always creeped me out. There was another story that got sent into Morbid, and I don't know what episode it was on, but there is like this hot spring that is not close by, but like it's like a drive, like we could go if we wanted to. And these girls, I guess, decided to go on summer solstice and take pictures in the full moon and stuff, and everything, well, like they said there was other people there, and then it started to like clear out, and there was like a guy there that had the crooked smile and looked like his like skin was like sagging on him, and he kept moving like pools, like because it's multiple hot spring pools, like down to where they were. And they said that they finally got uncomfortable enough to like where they were leaving. Well, they like ran out of there, and they swear they saw that guy, like how they're explaining about the spider like limbs and legs, like chasing them basically out of the park. And that's always creeped me out so bad. I'm like, no. I mean, as someone that used to hike all the time, like by myself, like, that just like makes me have goosebumps.
I'm just gonna avoid going out, period. Get anxiety now, like ghosts. No, I find myself to be very superstitious. I cannot walk under ladders, can't walk over 2 drains, and I don't know if that's connected to the like to the paranormal as well. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I always feel like if I was to walk under a ladder or walk under scaffolding's a big one for me, that I'm going to go home and then loads of bad luck's going to start happening. So, like, I will avoid it so much. And then after I've done something like that, I notice that I'll start waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll start to have nightmares. Like, I found that I have nightmares after I've eaten cheese on a night. Like, cheese is a big thing that makes me have nightmares. And I don't know if it is cheese or it is actually paranormal. I'm laughing at myself because, like, I'm thinking, cheese? Cheese causing nightmares? I wonder how Wallace and Gromit felt.
Yeah, I don't know if cheese causes nightmares or not. But, I mean, interesting enough.
Yeah. Like, I had a nightmare the other night, and I don't know if it was, what do you call it now? Oh, my brain's going all over the place. Paralysis. Is it not paralysis?
Oh, like,
no. What's that? Sleep demons, you know.
Like sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis, yeah. I felt like I was experiencing that because, like, it felt like I was awake and I just couldn't move. And, like, something was, like scratching me and in that moment of time and, like, trying to, like, suck me into the bed. It was weird. And I don't know if that was, like, supernatural, but I always get chills in my flat as well, but, like, I try not to think about it. Like,
you need to get some, you don't want to think about sage it. Up in there. That's what you need.
I know.
You need to open the windows and sage that bitch out.
Yeah, definitely do. But that's the thing, like, you don't, when you're alone and you hear, like, a bang or a knock at the door, like, you think, oh, it's nothing, it's your imagination playing tricks on you.
Yeah,
like I think it's so fascinating but scary at the same time.
Right Yeah. I mean, the only time I've ever had that happen to me is when I was in my early, like, just out of high school, and I moved in with my, I was going to college and I moved into my grandparents were living in this, like, house that used to be Air Force, like, base housing. And this was before they, like, bought this different house. So we were kind of just renting and living there. And I used to have, like, these most, like, vivid nightmares there. And, like, I always felt so creeped out being in that house by myself. Like, it was, like, the only house that ever had, like, stuff like this really happen. Like, I remember I used to have, like, dreams of, like, dead bodies, like, being in the attic and, like, being in, like, clear plastic bags with, like, acting like they're screaming. And it used to creep me out so bad. And, like I said, we only lived there, I don't know, 6 months or something. But then we moved out and I didn't have to worry about that stuff anymore. So I don't know what happened in that house, but it wasn't good. Like, you know what I mean?
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, it was super creepy.
That honestly, I won't be able to sleep if I experience that.
Well, I hope that you don't experience that.
Forget sleeping. No, let's hope I don't.
So I have another story here, and it's more of a haunted house. It says. Mm-hmm. This one still posted on r/paranormal. It says true stories that happened to me, or true story that happened to me in Brownsville, Texas. Now, for those of you that don't know, I'm originally from Texas. This isn't the area that I'm from, but I know this area. So I was like, oh, I need to read this one. So it says, I'm from Brownsville, Texas, and one night I was at my girlfriend's house. We were having a normal evening watching a movie and relaxing in bed at around 9 p.m. Since no one else was home, we were surprised when we heard a robotic-like voice coming from outside the window. I checked, but I didn't see anything. This happened twice. Then we heard noises coming from the kitchen. My girlfriend had cats in the house, so we thought it might have been them and didn't pay much attention to it. However, the noise continued and they were louder the second time. We jokingly checked the living room and kitchen, but found nothing unusual, so we went back to bed. Suddenly, we heard noises again for the third time, and this time we decided to thoroughly check that entire house. However, we couldn't find anything out of the ordinary. The cats were also missing, as if they were hiding. My girlfriend went back to her room and I followed her. Before entering, I had a strange feeling and decided to look out into the hallway. It was dark and I couldn't see anything, but suddenly I heard a human whistle. This is creepy. Thinking it was my girlfriend, I smiled and laughed a little. However, when I looked at her, she seemed genuinely terrified and asked me to close the door. I locked it as she requested. We suspected that someone had entered the house, and I was ready to call 911. However, my girlfriend insisted that I shouldn't. Instead, we decided to run out of the house. I locked the bottom lock of the door from the inside and went straight to my car. I was terrified and shaking, and I wanted to call my dad and ask him to bring a gun, but my girlfriend convinced me not to. Instead, I called my friends and asked them to come with baseball bats. We waited outside to see if anyone would come out of the house, but no one did. I told my friends that we should go inside and confront the burglar with the bats they had brought. However, when I tried to open the door, I realized it was locked. I remember locking it before leaving. We decided to go to a restaurant and get the keys from my girlfriend's mom. I asked my friends to stay outside and call police if they saw anyone. When we returned, we positioned ourselves behind the door, ready to open it, and locked the bottom lock and turned the knob. But to my surprise and fear, the top lock that required the key to lock was also locked. Oh no. We didn't have the key when we originally ran out, and this confirmed to me that someone was inside. I unlocked the top lock using the keys we had, and we quickly entered the house, expecting to find someone inside. However, after searching the entire house and checking out all the windows and doors, everything seemed untouched and locked. Since then, my friends and I have been unable to explain what happened that day. The top lock, which needed a key to be locked, was locked when we returned, even though we didn't have the key. Moreover, we still can't explain the human whistling sound that my girlfriend and I heard. The whistling had a mocking tone to it. When her mom got home, we told her what happened, and she told us that morning she heard my girl laughing loud as fuck while the TV was on, and she told her girlfriend, "Natalie is laughing so hard, I haven't heard her laugh like that in a while." But my girl was not home that morning. She slept over at a friend. A few months later, my girlfriend's mom was preparing to move out of the house. She was doing some final checks and making sure all the doors were locked. However, the next day when she went back to the house, she noticed that the back doors were wide open. This seemed strange to her, so she locked the doors again and turned in the keys. A few days later, the realtor who had the keys called my girlfriend's mom and asked if she had entered the house and opened the back doors. She denied it, explaining that she didn't have keys anymore. The realtor informed her that the previous day when they went to check the house, the back doors were open and they had closed and locked them. But when they returned the next day, the doors were wide open once again. That's the end of the story. It kind of creeped me out.
I'm sleeping with the lights on tonight.
Reese! Reese is like, I am getting a nightlight.
Literally, I'm keeping all my lights on tonight.
I know, that one kind of gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, I know, right? These are freaky.
I know. And these are stories that people, granted, you know, you can't ever tell if they're like really happened or whatever. But even if they just wrote them, like they're still like really good. But
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, so it's like, but I, from what I've learned listening to true crime and ghost stories and stuff, whenever you move into a new place, you want to open the windows and sage it, or open the windows and ask if there's anything in there to leave, unless you guys can get along and cohabitate. Like, sometimes there's like friendly stuff, you know, but a lot of the times I feel like there's not. And I don't know how people do it that have like sensitive, like to the supernatural kids, because like if I had kids, I think my worst fear would be a 3 a.m. wake up of, mommy, there's a man standing at the end of the bed.
Oh no, that would creep me out.
Right. So, that's me right now. I'd be like, no thanks. Or like sometimes when my cat stares at the wall for a long time, and I'm just looking at the cat, and the cat's just looking at something that I can't see, and I'm like, are we good or what?
I find it fascinating that animals can see those kind of things, but we can't.
Yeah, no.
It's like our bodies have been designed to not see that kind of stuff, but people who have died and who have passed on, and demons and evil entities want to make themselves known. So they are trying their damn hardest to make themselves known.
Yeah.
It is mind-boggling.
Yeah, I agreed. Speaking of pets seeing things that we don't see, there's actually a story on this Reddit, and it says, what did my dog see and sense that I didn't? It says, hello, paranormal Reddit. I, 22 female, have a small Bichon? I don't know how to say that. It's four. They're four? Hold on. I got to look up this type of dog because I... Oh, okay. So it's like the white fluffy dog. Like, it's smaller. It's cute. Okay, I was like, I gotta look it up because I don't know what type of dog that is. And I got a picture in my head. But it's a 4-year-old and it's male, currently vibing in at my feet. He is the love of my life and the goodest boy possible to exist. He never barks or chases cats and dogs. He's always quiet and understands my anxiety, hits me and cuddles me until I sleep. Aw, that is the goodest boy. Even when I shave him, which he completely hates and whines about, he gives me his paws and moves around for me to be able to reach around him better with the shaving machine. When it's time for a bath, I just go bath time and he zooms into the bathtub. He is really the greatest and I fear for the time he will not be around. Which, I mean, relatable. That's how I am with Woodhouse. I just don't ever want to imagine the day when he's not here. But anyway, back to the story. A few nights ago, I got home a little late due to some work. And we went for our night walk at 2 a.m. Okay, I don't care that you get home late from work. Like, take an extra long work or walk in the morning. Do not walk your dog at 2 a.m. That's just, no.
That's so
like, true. First of all,
no, just don't.
Like, what is it they say on the true crime podcast or... I'm like over here trying to remember anyways, but like be weird and stay alive or be rude and stay alive or don't walk your dog at 2 a.m. and stay alive. anyways, it says, I don't mind the time because we live in a small village and I usually take him around the corner and back. So for context, I live in a narrow street. My house is right at the start of the street, and further down at the end, there is a homeowner with a pit bull that goes vivid even if it hears just wind. All their yard is covered in thick metals just for their dog to not see and bark at others. No residents are comfortable to pass from there and enter my street, and if they do, trust me, you'll hear them. That pit bull also goes to extreme lengths for dogs that pass by and barks just if you hear them 2 blocks away. Between the start and end of my street are exactly six and six houses opposite of each other. Oh, okay. So it sounds like there's six houses on one side and six houses on the other. And none of them connect to other streets and have dogs. It says, guess why, but me, I don't know. That's a little confusing to read. It says, even if my dog goes more than 200 meters besides the pit bull's house, it goes vivid and barks all night. So it sounds like they're trying to avoid this house. So as I am reaching about halfway and looking at my dog, I always have my eyes on him because some neighbors put poison food a while ago as bait, and I nearly got him. He hears me, but not in regards to food. He completely demolishes every single bite. Relatable. Suddenly, I see him frozen looking at something, and he steps back and starts growling. Uh-oh. He never growls. Not even barks. So I raise my eyes and see the figure of an old mister with a leash and a dog at its end. Uh-oh. The lamp of the street is exactly behind him, so I can only see black in his figure. I immediately turn to my dog and say, bad boy, don't growl. My dog is now in a normal state, and I turn and say, I'm sorry, he barked at you, sir. But no more than 1 second, I raise my eyes, and there was no one there. Like the guy I was talking to didn't even exist. I freaked out and rushed me and my dog home. If the mister was just a person walking his dog, he could not have come from the end of the street because the pit bull would bark. Oh, this makes sense now. And also, he couldn't have come from behind me because I would hear him or see him as the figure was like 10 meters in front of me. None of my neighbors there are elderly or have dogs. So what the hell was that? My dog has never growled since then. Ooh, that's spoopy.
That is spoopy.
I'm like, what did they see?
So she's saying that her dog never growls.
Yeah.
No, what a well-behaved dog.
Yeah, I mean, my dogs don't ever growl, but like, Woodhouse is protective of Ruby, which is, she's younger than him. And so anytime Ruby gets excited and wants to try to play with another dog, he always like, tries to interject in between, and so like people think he's aggressive, but he's just like a protective big brother.
Oh
yeah, he's a big beefy boy. He's like 95 pounds, so when you see him kind of like charging at you, I would say that maybe just like it might scare you.
On that note, I believe we've been recording for 45 minutes. I believe it is time to wrap it up.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me and having this discussion with me today. It was a lot of fun. I would love to do another one of these at some point. Like Reese said, if you guys have any personal spooky stories that you would like us to read or discuss, feel free to send them in. You can find us now on Reddit. You can send us an email. You can at us on Twitter, all at Mentally Obsessed. And you can find me on all my socials at Quartzy Boo. Please come hang out with me on Twitch sometime. I love to share my joy of spooky games and also cozy relaxing games. So yeah.
Thank you so much, Courtsy, for joining me. As always, it's a pleasure.